We're going to study a piece of Maharal in the Nesivos Olam, Nesiv HaAvoda, Perek Dalet. And this is about Avram Avinu and his tefillah. Avram Avinu was outstanding in his bringing the first of the tefillos of our day, Shachris, and bringing this tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, offering his sentiments, offering his sense of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, expressing that he wished that there would be life. He is davening for the people of Sodom. He's davening for people throughout the world. He's davening for the sake of Kavod Shemayim and for the sake of the wellness of the Goyim, the people of the world. He is the Av HaMoen Goyim and represents the hopes and the dreams for goodness, for life, for all mankind. And the Maharal is taking the tefillah of Avraham, how he davened, and explaining that that is the exemplary way to daven. And why Chazal specifically say that if someone davens with a kviyus makom, with a place that they return to again and again, and make sure to daven from that particular spot, and that they are always there in that place for their tefillos, that person is, quote, mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. He's considered to be a follower, a disciple of Avraham Avinu. So let's begin Nesiv HaAvoda Perek Dalet. The second paragraph on this page, the first paragraph is an introduction that was not authored by the Maharal. Second paragraph begins, Mishleimus HaTfilo. It's an interesting expression, Shleimus HaTfilo. A wholesome and complete proper tefillah has to be shaloi tehei tefillosa b'mikra koro. It cannot be he happens to daven. Circumstantially, he's in a certain place and he just, without planning it and without preparing for it, turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mispala. Now, of course, there may be appropriate times where, or there may be times where that's entirely appropriate. But a tefillah that's, as Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov were mesakein tefillah, has to be done with preparation and has to be done in the right time and in the right place. It cannot be something done, you know, just without plan. Something that happens b'mikra, circumstantially, almost accidentally. Ki ha-tefillah hu ha-dveikis b'yis barach. Tefillah is not just a prayer where we ask for something as typically prayer is understood or as prayer is typically defined. Tefillah is dveikus b'yis barach. It is how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we become and remain engaged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how we are fulfilling Eisoi Savoi, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how we fulfill the Pasuk in Dvarim, Simen Yud, Uboi Tidvak, to be Davek B'Hashem. We are engaged, our entire being is one with the Almighty. That's Tefillah. Sh'adam is Davek B'Tefillosei Bo Yisborach. A person is engaged and clinging to and enmeshed with all that is holy, and completely given up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while davening. Ve'im hadvekes hazeh hi b'mikra bilvad, if this is something that happens without being planned and without a proper place, if this is something that just happens to occur and is treated that way, eino nechshev dvekes klal, that's not dvekes. By definition, ki kol mikra hu lizman ulusho'o, Anything which is circumstantial is ephemeral. It's not permanent. It's l'sha'a. Eino tmidi. It's not of permanence. Avodavar she'eino mikri hu tmidi. Something that's not circumstantial, something that has its place with permanence, that is how tefillah should be. Something that is all about who we are, always. That's not to say we're always going to be davening, but if we are always B'nei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, if we are always God-fearing people, then we are at all times connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Particularly when we turn our hearts and our minds to nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kach ro'i shi'yiyah hadveikus hazeh. So there that's why it's only proper and fitting that this dveikus through tefillah should be shaleh b'mikra klal. It's not something that's done with lack of a plan, with lack of an order, where it would appear to be ad hoc. There's no such thing as dveikus if it's ad hoc.
So using the phrase, I'm going to go and chop a mincha.
So that's a different issue. Yeah.
He's referring to what Bilan said, right? Use the word mikra. Maybe that.
Mikra.
Something will happen, and I'll meet Hashem.
Correct.
Use that expression.
The Torah uses that expression with Bilam because it's only that kind of nevuah that Bilam would be able to have, as opposed to the nevuah of a Moshe Rabbeinu. V'alzeh ba'ah ha'azhara, and that's why Chazal tell us sheyikva makom l'tfilasai, that we should have a place that's kavua, a place where we daven, a place where we come and not just, I'm davening here, I'll daven there, this shul, the other shul, the Beis Medrash, here, at home, on this seat or in that seat. The inyan kviyus hamakom l'tfila mipnei ki kviyus hamakom meira she'en ha'tfila shalei b'mikra. The whole point of having a place that is a permanent place where I daven and I go back to that place to daven again and again. First and foremost, it's because that is a way of manifesting that this and showing that this tefillah is what I am all about. This is something that I do not take lightly. I don't approach it haphazardly. It's not something which sometimes, maybe I will, maybe I won't. It's not something that is just taken with that kind of lackadaisical attitude. No, it's something important. It's something defining of who and what I am, because I wish to be davik by Hashem. And it's something, therefore, that has a tmidius to it. It's something that's of a permanent nature. It's an established institution within my life. It's a functioning part of who and what I am, not merely something that I do at certain times or upon occasion, if you will, right? It's a permanent part of my being, and it's for the purpose of dveikus by. And because dveikus means I'm attached, if you're attached, then you're never really fully disengaged. If you're attached, you're not, I happen to be with someone. If you're attached to the person, you're always with the person. Even if you're thousands of miles away, if you love someone, you're attached to them. You're with them, heart and soul, even if proximally, physically, you're far away. That's a tmidius. That's a permanent relationship. Tefillah is showing that kind of permanence. V'im yoshev pam echad b'mokom zeh, u'pam b'mokom acher. Here, I'm going to go here, davening this shul, that shul, this seat, that seat. Davar zeh eino kviyus klal. That's not kvius. That does not bespeak the role that tefillah should have in our lives. It does not bespeak the tmidius, the constancy of I'm with Hashem. The ein ze dveikus ve'etzim rak b'mikra kara. That's not dveikus. That's not clinging to God. That's not being engaged. That means that sometimes, you know, I try to bump into him or have him bump into me, as opposed to having an inspired presence with him that's of a permanent nature, because it's so vital and important that it's not something fleeting. And I won't allow it to be something that's fleeting or happenstance that I engage in only upon occasion. All of this, therefore, is about having the sense of what tefillah really is all about. It's not just communicating. It's not asking. It's being with and seeking to be engaged with the divine. It's having that part of me, which is my neshama, given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have it plugged in directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. Reconnected again. Leperakama de brachas, Amr of Chelbay, Amr of Huna, Kala Kaveya Makam Litvilasai. If someone has a place that they use again and again, a permanent place for their davening, Elokei Avraham Be'ezrai. So why Elokei Avraham? Because, as we're going to see, in this week's parsha, we read about how Avram went back to a particular place, a spot, where he had davened earlier, and he now davens again. The Gemara goes on to say, Ukishemes, when such a person passes away, Amrim Alav. So the hesped, the eulogy is, Ei chasid, ei anav. What a pious person, what a humble person. Mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu, a disciple of Avraham Avinu. Va'avram inalon dekavamakim. The Gemara goes on to say, and where do we read of Avram being sure to have a permanent place, that he always was at that place to daven? Tiksiv va'yashkem Avram ba'beker elamakim asher amad sham es pnei Hashem. He went to the place where he had been standing before God earlier. Ve'namida elatfilah shenamer va'yamid pinchas va'yifala. So when he is looking for the sake of the world to pray for forgiveness, as Sodom is about to be destroyed, he goes back to the spot where he had earlier engaged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and spoken with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oid Sham, again there in the Gemara in Brachas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol HaKavei HaMakom L'Tfilasei Oivav Noiflim Tachtov. Someone who has a place of kvias makom for tefillah will see their enemies fall beneath them. They will conquer their enemies. Shenemar v'samti makom l'ami Yisrael. This is the Navi Nosson talking to David HaMelech. Unitativ v'shachan tachtav. V'lo yosifu b'nei avlo l'anoisoi ka'asher barishoina. So the Navi is promising David HaMelech that by virtue of having a place, David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Navi is telling him that that's correct, but that it's going to be built by David's son, by Shlomo. But having that place, having the Makom, will mean that you will have power and you will have the merit such that you will defeat your enemies. His hiru al kviyas makom hatfilah. On top of the next page Reish Zayin, v'yesh lechaladas ki Avram ha'yu kaveh ha'makom l'tfilasei v'hoyu lo'hei ha'dveikus b'y yizbarach b'kviyus v'lo'i b'mikra. Avraham was someone who was attached and engaged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu regularly, meaning at all times. And it wasn't something that was a part of life, so to speak, or something I do once in a while, or something I do even every day. He is at all times engaged with and in an active relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Diksiv, El HaMokom Asher Omad Shom. Ulekach Hoya Hashem Yisbarach Imai Tomid Bekviyas Mibli Hasar Klal. So if you are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with you. If you are actively engaged in thinking, feeling every minute of life about the presence of Hashem and what I am doing should be what He wishes and how it will enhance Kvayt Shemayim, because I am nothing but His humble Eved. And if this is my moment-to-moment, second-to-second way, then that is to be engaged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu permanently. That's Tmidius. V'haya davuk b'shchina. So therefore, when he went into the war, when he went into war against the kings, as we read in Parshas Lech Lecha last week, the divine presence did battle for him and for his sake. Shechina was always there to help him. That's the point of the words of Chachamenu, that you will be me Talmidav Shel Avraham Avinu, and that includes Elokei Avraham Be'ezroi. Right? That was the expression in the Gemara. You'll be helped by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because we find that Avraham, in an impossible war against kings far mightier than he and Eliezer, his trusted servant, Avraham managed to defeat them. Now, the Maharal goes on to quote this idea of Avram miraculously defeating these enemies because he was a Dovek Bahashem. Ratzalemesh et filosei shehu hadvekis sheloi bai yisbarach. He is engaged with and connected to Hashem, who bekviyas ve'ena b'mikra. If something is permanent, you can't remove it. So at all times and in all instances, Avram is with Hashem, Hashem is with Avram. Hefech ha-mikra, as opposed to something which is circumstantial or happenstance, shein ha-mikra masmid. That's not permanent. U'keneged ha-oyev, if you want to defeat an enemy, tzarech ha-adam chazik v'tekif. You need strength, you need lasting power. Shelo yusar hadvekus, you need Hashem with you, and you need your power and strength with you. It should never wane, and there will be no opportunity for your enemy to overtake you. Ulefichach amar hakasuv al Avraham. Now he's quoting a pasuk in Tehillim. Na'um Hashem. Hashem spoke. La Adoni. To my master, and he said to my master, Shev liyimini, be with me, stay and sit to my right, ad oshis oivecha hadoim l'raglecha, while I defeat your enemy and have them become your footstool. They will be under foot. You will be trotting upon them. So, this pasuk is referring, the Gemara says, to Eliezer Eved Avraham's explanation of how Avraham Avinu vanquished Amraphel and Kedar LaOmer. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Kuf Ches, says that Shem ben Noach, Shem asked Eliezer, how did you defeat these mighty kings? What happened? How did you pull that off? And Eliezer said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there with Avraham Avinu. If you look at the notes here on the bottom, note 164, he quotes the Gemara. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Avraham v'osvei mimine, and had Avraham sit, so to speak, to Hashem's right. V'hava shadin un afra, we threw sand up into the air against and toward our enemies, and they've turned into swords. Gili, we threw straw up into the air against our enemies, and they became arrows. So in other words, the miracle of how Avram defeated his enemies is being explained by Eliezer Eved Avraham. And the pasuk in Tehillim is, Na'um Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said as follows, La Adoini, to my master Avraham, Eliezer says, Shev Liyamini, sit on my right side, Ad Ashes Evecha Hadem L'Raglecha, while I defeat your enemies. Kolemar, Kimitzar Hadveikas Hazeh Shehoya Avram Davik Ba Yisparach, because he was someone who was so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, but particularly when he davened, therefore Yesh Leishev Al Yad Yeminoi, he is right by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side. He is able to sit on Hashem's right side. She'ein chibur udvekis kemayzeh, there's nothing as close and as attached as the one who is yoshev al yeminai, sitting on, to Hashem's right, ve'einoi ne'ezav klal. He's not alone at all. V'zeh, that's the meaning of Elokei Avraham be'ezroi. If you daven, like Avram had his enemies defeated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously you're indomitable. You're not defeatable. U'kidei she'yed ha'adam ha'madreg ha'alyona ha'zayis kasher hu kaveh ha'mokam l'tfilosai, a person should appreciate and know the tremendous uplifting place that is achieved when we have for our davening. We should now appreciate what Chazal is saying. By showing that I have a permanent place, that is expressing that I am with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have a place next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not, now he's saying, not only that it means that my prayer is not something that's happenstance, now what he is saying is, like Avram Avinu, my tefillah, because it is of such importance, and because it is something that's so defining of my dveikus, and achieves my dveikus with Hashem, my tefillah indicates that I have a permanent place with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He has a place next to me. So the kviyas makom is not just defining what kind of davening I daven, and how important or how permanent the davening is, and that it accomplishes is part of my constant dveikus b'Hashem. More than that, it is expressive of the fact that I am with Hashem and Hashem is with me. Meira, it's showing sheyesh lo makom etzel Hashem yisbarach. I have a place by HaKadosh Baruch. You run into shul to go to your seat because this is where I am with Him. I'm with Him. And He is with me. That's what that kviyus makom expresses. So it's so far two things. It's the idea of it's a permanence, and it's an established part of who and what I am, as opposed to something that's happenstance and ephemeral. Because if it's happenstance and ephemeral, it's not dveikus. And if it's not dveikus, it's not really accomplishing and not truly what tefillah is supposed to be. And secondly, what he's saying is that having that place where I daven means I have a place next to Hashem. I'm with Him. Of course, Avram is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we saw last week, Avram was, so to speak, the beginning of the world. The world starting all over again. Behi Baram is the letters Avraham, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally has a human being from whom Am Yisrael will evolve, from whom Am Yisrael will be eventually born. And the whole raison d'etre of creation will come into being. Bishvil Yisrael shenikru reishis. Shekein amru bishvil Avraham nivra ha'olam. The whole world is created. Behi Baram Avraham, for the sake of Avraham and for the sake of his descendants. V'haya k'may ha'ikr shehu haschala v'rishayin. He is the ikr. He is what creation is all about. So therefore, ha'ikr tzarech al makam sha'imed bay. When something is an ikr, when it's the central idea, it has a permanent place. And that's expressed by how he comes to Davin and goes to a particular place, a makom, because that is not just a makom of tefillah, it's a makom that says, I have a makom. It is a makom where I and all of what I represent shout out what I need to accomplish and how important what I accomplish really is. So the makom that we have in tefillah is a little bit like that makom that Avraham Avinu had, which is everything is about what I do and what I accomplish. I'm of the Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. The whole world is here because of Avraham, meaning the whole world is depending or dependent upon what I accomplish, what we Am Yisrael accomplish. So even though, and he goes on to explain this expressly, he says, even though none of us, we are not absolutely Avraham in the flesh, but we are, after all, descendants of Avraham. So we have a little bit of that idea of being the whole point of what the world is about. We have that in us. And therefore, like Avraham was the makom and needed to have a place and indeed was like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, mekaymei shalaylam. So we too are like Avraham Avinu. We're having a place is expressive of the fact that we are of central importance. Alafichach Avram Shay Haskalul Ilam Yeshla Makam Yuchad Eitzel Hashem Yisbarak Shehu Mekaymai Shel Ilam. When you're so vitally important to all of the universe, where you are is considered, so to speak, the heart of the universe. It's the location, the address of the universe. So therefore, Avram is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a bit of this Mekaymai Shel Olam. He is the central address for all of what is Hashem's plan, for all of what Hashem desires. It all begins with and starts with and emanates from Avraham Avinu. So of course he has this permanence. That's what the makom expresses. And that's what the kviyus makom expresses. V'hadav zebor. Now, we'll skip a little bit the final page here to page Reish Ches, second line. So we're on the third page of the photocopied pages. Page Reish Ches. Middle of the second line. V'yoyser amok mizeh, even deeper, ki b'meshe ha-mokom miyuchad el ha-dover shehu mokom loy. When you have a place that's miyuchad, that is specifically used for this tefillah, by this person, because this is his place next to and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yev sheshiyyeh makom echad miyuchad l'shnei dvarim. By definition, everything has its place. So if a person's place is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's his place. Nobody can supplant this person. It is not possible for two things to occupy the same space. Right? That's kind of simple. Matter of equal size and weight and dimension will automatically be exclusive to one or the other in a particular place. You can't have two identical things occupying the same exact space. She called over Yeshla Mokum Yuchud, Kamash Umrazal, Ain Lakadavish, Ain Lamokum, Klema, Shetzer Shiel, called over Mokum Yuchud, Shumakame, the Kasher who Kavea Mokum Litvilasai. When you are Kavea Mokum for Artvila, Hashem Yisbarah, who Makame Hamuchudlai. So now you are making it that this place that I have next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my place. V'ein acher nichnas b'mekayim meham yuchid lai. No one can encroach upon that place which is exclusively his or hers. Ulekach hu yisbarach be'ezrei. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to help him, meaning, because if you have that place, and you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if that's your place, no one can supplant you, no one can harm you, no one can remove you. V'amar oid kol hakavei hamakom l'tfilasei oivav noiflim l'fanav kimitzad hadveikus hamiyuchad asher yesh lo im Hashem yisbarach misuluk mimisnaged shaloi. If you are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you are removed from and safely away from anything which opposes you. As is the nature of a place that's miyuchad, that's exclusively mine, then logically, if not legally, no one else can encroach on that territory. Ve'ein amokam l'shnayim. It's his place or her place exclusively. If someone is my enemy and wishes to supplant me or remove me or harm me, if my place is next to and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I am protected because that's my place. You can't take it away from me. You can't take away something that's exclusively mine. I've made this very safe place a place where I am always, and therefore you cannot be. So if a person lives a life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the dveikus that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times, as expressed by his makam kavua in tefillah, how can an enemy destroy this person? How can an enemy supplant or remove this person? This person has achieved being rooted next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can this person be removed? How can this person's place be supplanted? So that's what Kviyas Makom in Tefillah means. Kviyas Makom in Tefillah means I have a place next to and with Hashem, and Hashem with me. And it's a place that is mine exclusively. I don't mean just a physical place, because someone else might sit there when I'm not there, right? I mean I have a place with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I have a place in the universe with Hashem next to me at all times. You can't remove me from that place. That's the meaning of how enemies are defeated, because a person has a kviyas makom. Because once you have a sense of being permanently with Hashem, then you automatically have the security of remaining there, because if that's your place, nobody will be able to remove you, harm you, defeat you. Because your place is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, Be'ezrei, is there to help you. So he's giving it a very philosophical explanation, and at the same time a very spiritual explanation. It's a very, very classic Maharal, saying, logically, if a person is in a particular place, as in the physical world, then you can't have someone else there at the same time. Therefore, now when we're talking about the bigger picture of a person having a life and succeeding, if it's all with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then the person's impregnable. Because that's the place that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who can encroach upon that? Nobody can. So being Kaveh HaMakom in Tefillah is therefore expressive of the fact that a person is in a relationship of dveikus, and that necessarily means one of permanence, as opposed to something that's happenstance and ephemeral. That's number one. And then number two, we saw that having the kriyas makon means that the person has a place by Hashem. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a place in the universe that's for this person. This person is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. Wherever the person goes, this person has a certain permanence next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you will. And then thirdly, he said, so therefore, who can encroach upon that place? Nobody. So that's the meaning of Hashem is Be'ezra, Elokei Avram is Be'ezra, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there to defeat Avram's enemies, saying to Avram Avinu, Shev Liyamini, sit by my right side. So too, someone who is Kaveya Makam, like that, with that Dveikus and Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sit by my right side, and your enemies will be defeated. They won't be able to encroach upon your place next to me. They won't be able to remove you or weaken your hold on this place that you have achieved and that you maintain next to me. I won't allow it. That's the meaning of Elokei Avram Be'ezra. So to wrap it up, we understand now that it's not only expressive of how important tefillah is, it's actually expressive of the definition of what tefillah is. Dveikus b'Hashem. It has to be permanent. And it's about having a place next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and maintaining one's entire life with that and structuring one's entire life with that goal. I want to be with Hashem. I want to be misdabik b'Hashem. And that's what Kriyas Makom in Tefillah expresses. It expresses the importance of Tefillah and the sense of the person being with Hashem now during the davening and really at all times. It expresses the idea of this person having an abiding engagement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7. At all times.